Chapter 3. Physiological Factors Part 2. Section 3.2. Prescription and over-the-counter medications. Alcohol is not just a drug, it has many unique properties. It is a poison, a food, and a drug. As stated earlier, it is one of the fastest substances absorbed into the human body. Have you ever read the label on some of the over-the-counter medications? Makers of various drugs add alcohol to their products. Do you know why? By mixing alcohol with the medication when taken, it gets into your system faster. Once it is in your bloodstream, it cannot be eliminated by any other means than by being processed by the liver. This process will take approximately 1 hour under ideal circumstances. Did you know you can be charged with a DUI for taking cough medicine? That's right, it contains alcohol. 2 capfuls of a nighttime cough medicine can make you too impaired to drive. Just one of those little capfuls contains 20% alcohol. Any drug that affects your safe driving can mean a DUI. Even some prescription and over-the-counter drugs don't mix with driving. Most people will take drugs to stop a headache, cure a cold, or kill an infection. Many people need drugs to manage chronic diseases. And, some people just take drugs to get high and feel good. Whatever the reason, drugs can have the effect of reducing your driving skills. Many drugs have an effect on your driving that is similar to a high alcohol concentration. Your coordination, decision-making, and reaction time can be affected. It must be safe. My doctor prescribed it. Even though that prescription might be good for what ails you, it can still affect your driving skills. Always read the label, and ask your doctor about side effects. Prescription and over-the-counter medications are required to have printed warnings about side effects, including driving risks. The bad news is, many people don't read the warning or they don't believe it is meant for them. Even seemingly harmless drugs can cause problems when used in large quantities or mixed with other medications. Effects of drugs on your driving. Did you know? 1. Taking sedating antidepressants even 10 hours before driving is equal to driving impaired. 2. 10 milligrams of Valium can cause greater driving impairment than an alcohol concentration of 0.10. 3. Antihistamines which block allergic reactions slow down reaction time and impair coordination. 4. Over-the-counter decongestants can cause drowsiness, anxiety, and dizziness. Some drugs may make you feel alert and confident when you're driving. In reality, the situation may be quite different. Drugs can fool you into believing you're in control of your driving when you are, in fact, impaired. Prescription drugs cause reflexes to slow, and may also have an effect on vision and/or judgment. But the doctor told me to take it. The doctor did not tell you to take it and then get behind the wheel. The doctor doesn't get the DUI, you get the DUI. Here is a partial list of legal drugs that can in the right amount impair your ability to drive. Anti-anxiety medication. Amphetamines. Barbiturates. Stimulants. Narcotic pain medications. Allergy medicines. Blood sugar medicines. Antidepressants. Tranquilizers. Blood pressure medicines. Motion sickness medication, ulcer medication, antibiotics, anti-seizure medicines, paregoric, anti-nausea medicine, sedatives, cough syrups, alcohol-containing medicines, caffeine-containing medicines, decongestants. Remember, ask your doctor. Always ask your doctor or pharmacist about possible drug side effects, including those that would impair your driving. Drugs taken orally usually enter the system more slowly than those taken by injection or inhaling. Find out what to expect and then be prepared. Summary. He youngest and least experienced and the oldest most likely to be taking medication drivers are at the greatest risk from drug-impaired driving. Not everyone reacts the same way to drugs. The effects of drugs on your driving abilities can continue many hours after you take the drug. Do not drive after taking drugs which might impair your driving. A designated driver is often a good solution to a possible driving problem.